Actually, it's good to be here this morning. I tell you, it's really good to be here. I just say it just feels real good to be in the house of the Lord. First time for me in several weeks. We've been watching these brothers on their broadcast, and we appreciate each one of them. Brother Stephen Moore, Brother Kenny Rogers down at Calhoun there, we watch him. Brother Clinton Green at Pine Grove down there, and all the brothers that's been having these broadcast. They've been a blessing to us. And we've been trying to follow our church covenant. We've been trying to maintain family and secret devotions at our house. And so it's been good. But I tell you, it feels good to be in the house of the Lord here with these brethren. And we just trust whoever's watching this, whoever's listening, we just pray. Give you something out of God's Word. It's a very, very unusual times, no doubt, but thank God, God is the same. God hadn't changed. A lot of things have changed, you know, in our society, in our country. But praise God, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And thank God, the Bible said, "I am the Lord thy God that changeth not." And so we thank God that He's still the same. He's still on the throne. Praise God, there's no viruses going through heaven, is there? There's no coronavirus spreading through that land. Everything is okay up there, and we thank God for that. And we just look to that and trust in that. Pray for us. I'm pastor down at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in Rydal, Georgia. That's just south of Fairmount, there off Highway 411. And Lord willing, our plan is to reopen, start having services on next Sunday. So y'all pray for us. We trust that'll be fine. Everything will be all right. And we're just going to have start off with one service only, 10:30 a.m. On Sundays. So you pray for us there with that. If you have a Bible and like to read with us today, we're going to read some familiar scripture to you this morning out of Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12, verse number 41. And I will say, I appreciate one more thing. I appreciate the Sunday school this morning. I sure do. I appreciate what that brother said. I appreciate the lesson. And certainly I have felt that way for many years. Our churches, beloved, they have had a zeal to try to see people saved. And I worry we're losing that. I worry we're losing that in our day. But through the years, our churches, I feel like, have had a zeal to see people saved. I've heard stories about having revival, and brother, people would leave the revival and go wake folks up out of bed and beg them and exhort them to be saved and come back down to the house of God, and they would get saved and all of this. But I have to say, I agree with what's been said. I fear that we didn't do a good job in training them, trying to help them once they got saved. I really do. The purpose there's more of a purpose for the mother than just delivering the birth. Amen. Ain't that right? Yeah. Ain't that right? New converts, the Bible likens them unto a babe. A babe can't walk. A babe can't talk. A babe can't feed itself. It needs a mother to take care of it. And beloved, we need to do a better job, I think, in trying to help those and strengthen those that are saved in their early days here. Mark chapter 12, verse number 41, and Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all of her living. And so here, beloved, we see a picture here of Folks going by the treasury. Folks giving an offering. Some of them gave a big offering. And here was a little widow woman. She came by and just cast in a very, very small amount. Yeah. The rest of them began to look down on her and said, here, look at all this we've done. Here, look at all this today that we're giving. Here, look at all this that that we're doing. Yeah. And here, this poor little widow woman, brother, she's not doing much, is she? But Jesus pointed out, beloved, much to their surprise, by the way, Jesus pointed out, this poor widow woman here has done more than all of y'all have done, brother, because y'all cast in out of your abundance, brother, but she cast in out of her want. He said, this poor woman may not look like much, but brother, she has given everything that she had. Thank God she gave all. What the Bible here said, beloved, this woman come around and cast in all that she had. Beloved, that's what I want to preach about this morning. Are we giving God the leftovers in our lives? Are we giving God, beloved, just what we have left over? Are we kind of giving God, brother, just kind of the extras, you know, along the way? Are we giving God today of ourself, beloved, or are we just giving him what we're willing to give up that don't bother us too much? I'll never forget, I was preaching on this verse years ago. The church I was pastoring, brother, one Sunday morning, and brother, I got to preach about how these Pharisees cast in a lot, and they thought they were doing real good. These rich people did, and boy, them Baptists was hollering amen. They were amening me, and I said, brother, Jesus looked down on that, and said, y'all aren't doing as much, brother, as you think you're doing. And boy, them Baptists was hollering amen. And I got down and I said, this poor widow woman, brother, she just gave a little bit, and it was pleasing unto God. And Jesus was pleased with the little bit that this woman gave. And boy, them old Baptists, they liked it, and they just hollered amen. And then I broke it down. And I said, beloved, this woman, it may not have looked like much, but this poor widow woman, she gave all she had. She gave it all today. And boy, you could have heard a pin drop after that. Amen. Listen, there is a difference in putting God first and making God your all today. I think maybe a lot of us have him first place in our lives. But brother, I want to ask you today, he may be first, but is he everything this morning today? Brother, that's what we need to examine, that of ourselves. There is a difference here today. These rich people, and by the way, let me throw in one more thing for you today. Who are the rich in our world today? I hear people, brother, that I come in contact with talking about the rich. Brother, let me tell you, you listen to me today, beloved. You're watching this over the internet. You've got the internet. You probably got heating. You probably got air conditioning in your home today. Brother, you probably got automobile, probably got two automobiles. Brother, let me tell you today, in our day, you are the rich. Amen. You load up. You go down to Mexico. I've been there. You go to China and out in the rice fields and see how most people in the world live. And the next time you read in the Bible where it talks about the rich people and how they operate and what their responsibility should be. Brother, I want you to know it is talking about you today. We are rich in this country in material goods.
But we're like the church in Revelation, brother, except the opposite. We're rich in material good, but we are poor in spiritual things today, I'm afraid of it, this morning. So anyway, beloved, this woman, she was doing all she could. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, we're not going to be judged on what we could not do. Amen. I'm not. I told you we maintain family worship and I try to lead the singing. My wife, my kids, they said we're gonna have to get us a new song leader around here. Singing's not my gift, beloved. And so I'm not gonna be judged on my singing ability. That's not what God gave me to do. Brother Josh, that's not my gift. Amen. I'm gonna be judged on did I do what I could. Did I, David, hear me today? You may not be called to preach. You may not be a teacher. You may not be a singer. You may not be this. You may not be that. Brother, God don't expect you to do it though. God wants to know, are you doing everything you can? And of course, we may look like we are, but see, He knows whether we're doing all we can or not today. So many despised. So many despised the poor widow woman. So many criticized her. Said, look, brother, she's casting in pennies here. She's casting in penance here. She's not doing much. Look at her, brother, look at us. Look at how much we're doing. Look at all we're doing. Now she's doing all she can, praise God. She's doing all she can. You remember old Martha and Mary, brother? Jesus was coming there to visit him. You remember Martha, Martha. Brother, she was cumbered about with much serving. Brother, she had a lot of activity going. She thought she was doing a lot. She was trying to make ready. She was trying to prepare. She was trying to get everything ready. There, kept serving. Jesus came. She kept on working, serving even. Brother, doing that. And the Bible said Mary just sat at His feet and listened to His word. Brother, Martha began to complain. Why don't you rebuke her? Why don't you tell her to get up here and help me? Look at me, what all I'm doing. Brother, Jesus said, Martha, Martha, thou art coming about with much serving. But Mary has chosen a good part. Amen. Which shall not be taken from her. It didn't look like much. But what she was doing, brother, had long, amen. And what she was doing had longer lasted, brother, consequences than what Martha was doing. Mary was soaking up, thank God, that word, brother, and it wasn't going to leave her. It wasn't going to be taken from her, thank God. You can dust and do it and clean and vacuum, and we know you just got to turn around and do it again. Brother, but Mary received that into her soul and her heart, thank God, that would not leave her. It wouldn't be taken from her. And thank God, on that day when Jesus was there, Mary wanted to receive all that she could, thank God, receive today. Thank God. Thank God. I'm not saying we shouldn't clean our house. Praise God. Run the vacuum cleaner. Clean it up. Brother, but an illustration there. Mary wanted to get all she could while she had the opportunity. Oh, beloved, are you doing all? Are you receiving all? Listen, this thing, beloved, our relationship with Christ today is like a buffet. Like a buffet. Brother, you know a buffet? I like buffets. I guess you look at me and tell that. I love to go to a buffet. They got them closed down now. Brother, they just spread it all out there. You can have all you want. Brother, let me tell you this. We can have all of God that we want. You can have all of the Lord today that you desire. There's nobody, beloved, can come between you and God. The devil can throw many obstacles in our way. The devil maybe can make things a little hard on us today. Brother, people can discourage us. People maybe can hinder us today. But at the end of the day, beloved, we can have all of God that we desire. Glory to God. He said today, beloved, taste and see that the Lord is good. He said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, because, thank God, they shall be filled today. Glory to God. Glory to God. I remember when I first started out, I mentioned earlier, I would hear the stories about them old-time revivals, you know, people getting right with God, big crowds, the church respected in the community, all of that, beloved, those are things of the past. And I began to worry. And I began to say, oh, man, I have missed out on this thing. And I began to tell people, boy, I wish I'd have been born 50 years earlier, 50 years ago. We've just missed out. But, brother, I read that verse one day. I just quoted. No. Blessed is he that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for he shall be filled. Brother, no matter what day it is, it don't matter what year it is, it don't matter where it is, the glory to God, as long as this world is standing, the Spirit of God is still here. And brother, you can be just as close to God as you desire, as you can have as much of God as you want today. You can enjoy the Spirit of God and the things of God as much as you desire today. We can have it, thank God. We can have all of God that we want. But it takes what this woman did. You say, how do I get more of God? How can I have more of God in my life? I just read to you right here. She gave all that she had. See, here's what amazes me about the flesh. And beloved, my flesh is the same as your flesh. My human nature is the same as your human nature. Here's what amazes me about the fleshly nature today. We are willing to trust our everlasting salvation into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those of us that are saved, brother, have taken Christ as our Savior and are willing to put our eternal destiny in his hands. But yet, we think we ought to run the day-to-day life that we go through here. We think he can handle ourselves. He can handle eternity. But yet, beloved, we think we're smarter and we know better in how to handle the day-to-day. No, thank God, listen. If he can save our soul for eternity, Brother Josh, surely he can lead us day by day. And surely he knows better, brother, about our daily life than we do, thank God, today. He is. It's amazing. A lot of times we think we're smarter than God. Can you believe that? We do. We try to figure everything out, do our own way, act like we're smarter than God. But we know we're not today, beloved. We know that we're not. This woman gave all. Didn't look like much, but it was more. It was more. A lot of times things in God's kingdom, Things in the spiritual kingdom is different than things in the natural, beloved. That's why we talk about common sense, brother. Common sense is great. Education is great. But they don't hold up in the kingdom of God. Neither one of them. In the kingdom of God, you give in order to get. In the kingdom of God, beloved, you make yourself small. You humble yourself in order to be lifted up, exalted, see? It's different than, it's opposite than the carnal mind. And see, here the carnal mind said, boy, we sure are glad of these folks. What would we do without these folks coming in here and giving all this money? Some of them was Pharisees, very religious. What would we do if we didn't have these coming in here? And Jesus said, no, brother, this poor widow woman has done more for the kingdom of God than any of y'all. Because, brother, she gave everything, thank God, today. She gave it all. She gave it all. You say, beloved, that's unreasonable. Well, let's think about it. What did God do? What did God do for us? What did He give for us, beloved? I believe when He gave His darling son, I believe when He sent, the Bible said the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Beloved, I believe when God looked down, and the Bible said He searched for a man, but He found no man. There was none righteous, no, not one. They'd all turned away to their own ways. There was not one among human, there was not one among Adam's descendants, beloved, that could redeem mankind. And I believe when God looked down that course, He knew that from the foundation of the world. Don't misunderstand me. But beloved, when God sent His Son, God sent His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin in the flesh. Beloved, when God sent His own Son and delivered Him up to die, and the Lord Jesus hanging on the cross there said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? He was lifted up, beloved, between heaven and earth, forsaken of man and forsaken of God. Brother, but I believe when God turned His back on His own darling Son, and when the sin, that's what Christ is despised. That is why Jesus said, Lord, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me, because He despised sin. Yet He said, nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done. And He who knew no sin became sin for us. Hallelujah. That we might be made, hallelujah, hallelujah, the righteousness of God in Him today. I believe when God delivered up His Son, brother, I believe that God gave it all for a sin-cursed, ungodly world in order that we might be saved, thank God, today. And certainly our great example, our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, certainly He gave all. Amen. Certainly He gave all. It would have been something, beloved, if He would have come down to the earth, took on a body. The writer of Hebrews said, sacrifice and offerings Thou wouldest not, but a body hast Thou prepared me. When the Son of God took on a body through the Virgin Mary and was born a human body there, the Son of God, beloved, it would have been something if He would have done the miracles. It would have been something, beloved, if He would have healed the blind as He did, raised the dead, walked on the water, multiplied the loaves, multiplied the fishes. That would have been something. It would have been something, brother, the great teaching that He gave that I mentioned concerning the kingdom of God. Brother, but that wasn't that. There was more that was required. There was more in the plan of God. And He knew it and was willing. He was born to die. He knew it. Beloved, and that was He had to give all. He had to give all. He suffered, beloved. He was beaten. He was spat upon. He was scourged. He was, brother, lifted up and suffered there as a criminal. There, they say, brother, crucifixion was such a horrible death. Roman citizen would not be subject to crucifixion. But yet, the Lord from heaven, the Son of God, was crucified where, beloved, basically, they suffocated you to death hanging there on the cross. And there He suffered. Spirit. And brother, the Bible said he yielded up the ghost. Hallelujah, though. He said, it is finished. He had given all. Brother Josh, it was finished, thank God. He gave it all. And the debt was paid. And sin was atoned for, thank God. Glory to God. He gave it all. Brother, can we give all today, thank God? Can we give it all? I don't know anything about it. But they say that what he said when he said it's finished. They said that was a legal term that was used when the debt was paid. When the debt was paid, they'd give you a receipt or something, I guess. And it would have that term on it. It is finished. All has been paid. All has been given. All has been paid. Oh, beloved, could we give all today? Could we give all today? Listen, God wants all of our hearts. See, Abraham and Isaac, God told Abraham to do a strange thing, seemed like. God told Abraham to do a thing that didn't really make sense to us. Take thy son, thine only son, Isaac, and offer him up here on this mountain. Offer him up there. No doubt, how would you like to have received that? How would you like to have heard that? That'd be very, very difficult. Extremely difficult. Abraham went down and started up the mountain. Isaac asked him, where is the sacrifice, Father? He said, my God will provide himself a sacrifice. There's some prophecy in that, I think. But my God will provide himself a sacrifice. They went up, beloved, you Bible readers know what happened. He lifted up the dagger there to slay his only son, offer up his only son, Isaac. Thank God a voice spoke unto him, stopped him. See, you don't have to, don't do that. Don't do that. I tell you, I've said this, beloved, wasn't it a good thing that Abraham had a habit of listening to God? If he had a habit like a lot of us of just kind of tuning him out, he'd been bad in that situation, wouldn't it? Abraham heard him put it down today. God didn't want Isaac. God wanted Abraham. God don't want our Isaacs. I heard a man preach years ago. God doesn't want our Isaacs. He wants us. He wants all of us. He wants all of us. This woman gave all that she had. She did all that she could that day. She did all that she could. Are we doing all that we can today, church? I know it's a different day. It really is. It's a different time. I talked to the brethren. I talked to some of our preacher brethren. There's a concern. Folks is going to just kind of, for lack of a better word, get out of the habit. Think they don't need the church anymore. Think they don't need the house of God anymore. It's a different time. So are we doing all we can right now? Lord, help us all. Are we doing all we can right now in this situation? I tell you, this is a strange situation, beloved. But we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. I'm praying somehow in this situation we're in this country that God will be glorified and good can come out of it. He can do it. God can bring good out of this situation somehow. That's my prayer today, that God would break this off of us. We gather back together in God's house and God would get glory out of this situation. And somehow good. He'd bring good out of it today. God bless you. We love you and appreciate being here. Thoroughly enjoyed being here with these brethren and being with you on the live stream. And I hope you got something out of it, out of God's word. And God bless you. We love you. Okay, turn back over to Brother Josh and we'll tell him happy anniversary. We're coming on around.